Welcome to the Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is December 10th, 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. My cell phone number for an emergency is 316-619-4886. You can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address on our blog, which is very simply prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. And remember, we are a national satellite radio program, and we're also simulcast live on the internet internationally, so pray about supporting for airtime because it is not cheap. Our program archives can be found at prophecyhour.com. So it's very smart friendly, phone friendly. Go over there and have a look. There's an app. If you go down on the right-hand side, it says End Time Radio Archives. It'll take you to a place that even have apps that you can download. So make sure that you listen up, and I know that you're listening now, but share it with at least two or three other people. Now, prayer will bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. And please give everyone out there ears and wish to hear the truth. So please, Father, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, tonight we brought back with us author, researcher, lecturer, host of the Watcher series, L.A. Marzulli. He has a new book out called The Days of Chaos, and we've talked about that once before, but since then I've read it, and it is really dramatic. It came available on October 5th, so if you haven't got it, you should get it. With over 400 pages, it's like I call it a dictionary of the end times. I think he calls it an end times handbook. But in either case, it is something that you're going to put on the shelf, and you're going to read it, and you're going to keep pulling it off the shelf to reference it, and so it's going to work like a reference book with you. Anyway, if you don't follow the Watchers 9 series, you don't know what you're missing. But Watchers 9 is already out and has some pretty dramatic things in it. I'm going to ask him about a couple of those tonight and some current events. So let's get him on here. Now, welcome, L.A. Marzulli. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got a little case of laryngitis, so I won't be perhaps as animated as normal. But thanks for having me on. Great to be here.
Animated. Funny you should say animation. You know, it seems like we have a world going crazy with animation right now, with artificial intelligence coming in, and even dire warnings from the people that made him that they could, in fact, turn against humans. Anything about that?
Well, I'll say this, that unless Messiah returns soon, there may be nothing human to come back to. And I really mean that. I mean, you start looking at artificial intelligence with the robots, you look at transhumanism, the idea of GMO crops. We are being inundated with it. Chemtrails, which some people laugh at, but jets don't do that. Jets don't fly through the sky and leave trails of something that billow out and linger in the sky for hours, and in fact turn the sky milky white. We are being sprayed, we are being inundated with pesticides and all sorts of GMO foods. I mean, it's just like, this is my point, these are the last days, in my humble opinion, which is why I wrote The Days of Chaos, why we produce Watchers 9. It's a heads up, and yet, the problem is, And I really mean this, and it seems to be systemic within the church, you know, the Christian church, and in the body of Messiah in general. Most people don't want to even broach the subject. They, you know, get the deer in the headlight look. We've all heard this before. Leave me alone. I'm just trying to pay my mortgage, get the kids through college or whatever. And I get that. But here's the thing, and this is why right in the book cover we quote Matthew 24. Yeshua tells us, he warns us, that what will be the signs of the end days, the end of days, the last days, the end times. And he has a punch list, and he says, many will come in my name and say, I am the Mashiach. When we know that that's happening right now. I mean, I talk about this in the book. We show some samples of it in Watchers 9. At the very end, we show the Russian Messiah, who looks a lot like Jesus, supposedly. He's got the long hair and the robes and everything. And this guy is just complete phony baloney. But he's got thousands of followers. I mean, if that's not fulfilling that prophetic statement ushered 2,000 years ago, I don't know what is. And then he goes, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, and then he gives us a bone. Earthquakes in diverse places. And when he says that, there's no way to track earthquakes in those days, 2,000 years ago. How would anyone even know of an earthquake? If you lived in Israel at the time, you would know of an earthquake, let's say, in South America or Japan. You'd have no idea. Now, we can track earthquakes in diverse places. So I think, in some ways, you know, Yeshua throws us sort of a bone there, a prophetic bone. I really mean that. He's kind of playing with us a little bit by saying earthquakes in diverse places. I mean, it's incredible. Famines, pestilence, and troublesome times. Men faint from fear what is coming upon the earth. If these are not the days of chaos, I can't read Scripture. I don't understand it. I apologize. I'll stop doing what I'm doing and become a potato farmer someplace. But, I mean, these are the days of chaos. Just look at the nonsense. I mean, look at the fact that, look, you had the San Bernardino shootings, and I'm about 2 hours from there, okay? And these guys, you know, they came in legally. All the signs were there, but no one read the signs, and there was no vetting process, and they got radicalized. And so Trump stands up and goes, maybe we should stop the importing or the immigration of Muslims from you know, countries that harbor terrorists. Now, immediately, he's hailed as some sort of a racist, and he's like, you know, Shepard Smith from the Fox News Channel gets up and just basically eviscerates this guy on national TV, and oh my gosh, you know, Pierce Morton is calling for, oh, we should, you know, Obama tells him he should disqualify himself. I mean, wait a minute. Let's back up and look at this. We have people who want to kill us. We have people who hate our way of life. We have people who stand up in Tehran every Friday and shout death to America. So with that in mind, and we're told that by Bush, the last, you know, last president, we either fight a terrorist over there, we're going to fight him over here. Well, guess what? Now we're fighting him over here. Where's Dick Cheney when you need him? And that's the problem. Where is Dick Cheney when you need him? He's not there. And they got it all wrong. It's a good old boy network. Nobody cares. And the problem is this. If we are against terrorists and we are fighting a war on terror, wouldn't it be smart to at least limit any immigration from Muslim countries at all until we can sort things out? Wouldn't that be prudent to do? And you know what? Millions of Americans are embracing that. Now, people like Barbara Streisand, who's got a great voice or had a great voice, and, you know, she's loved by millions of people. I mean, I get all that. You know, Barbara would look at that and just, oh, my gosh, that's racist. That's, you know, you're just being an Islamophobe. No, I'm not. I'm really not. There are good Muslim people in the country. I get that. But there's no way to know who's radicalized and who isn't. And Mark Stein makes a very poignant, cogent case that the madrasas and the mosques in the U.S. provide a landing place for the terrorists. They can come in and they have a landing place. They have a base of operation. And, you know, it's a question. These people who, you know, Farouk Saeed and the whole crew who did this heinous act in San Bernardino, how much did the father know? How much did the mother-in-law know? How much did the brother know? How much did the imam at the mosque know? And I don't think a lot of these people are coming clean. And so, you know, that's where we are. Again, if these are not, and, you know, look, I blogged about this about 3 months ago, and I said this was after, no, not 3 months ago. I said it a couple of weeks ago, I'm sorry, after the Paris attacks. How quickly we forget. 129 people gunned down. 129 people. Meanwhile, you know, you get people, nutcases, with all due respect to Senator Barbara Boxer, who's trying to tell us that gun control works. Look at California. I don't think so. And the bottom line is, had there been one person to shoot back in that Paris theater, it may have been a different outcome. And that's the only way you're going to stop this. The people in San Bernardino were cut down mercilessly. But I digress. The bottom line is this. When that happened in Paris, I wrote on a blog and said, it's coming here. And we were at the mall. My wife took a cell phone at the food court. Hundreds of people milling around. They're soft targets. Mall police have, usually for the most part, they have pepper spray. That's it. And walkie-talkies. So if shooters come in, and are you kidding me? Armed shooters come in with automatic weapons and many clips, the carnage will be just like the Bataclan Theater. It'll be the same thing. Walk into a food court, there's no escape. If you have two groups of shooters, one group opens fire and herds them into the kill zone. Right. There's crossfire there, and the casualties are in the hundreds. That's coming. That's going to happen in this country at some point. The jihadis are here. They're not going to go away. So, I mean, that's just... Look, the rise of anti-Semitism, the UFO phenomenon, which isn't going away, the volcanic activity, the 1 billion abortions on the land, the rise of lawlessness, the coming financial collapse. These are all chapters in the book, Days of Chaos. And then in Watchers 9, Dr. Brooks Agnew, we talk about the electromagnetic pulse weapon. We sit there and talk about gematria with Professor Robert Haralick and Rabbi Glazerson, talking about the Mashiach coming in 2016. There's a pastor in Iran, we don't know his real name. He was given to us, or we were able to interview this guy, and he was telling us that right now there's a revival going on in Iran. The bee die-off, which is, you know, the colony collapse of bees, which is happening on a global level. Bill Salas weighs in on the Psalm 83, the current Middle East crisis over there. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, and this is what, this book should be flying off the shelves. I don't get it. I mean, I just don't get it. I'm in some ways frustrated because what is it going to take for people to wake up? And right now, people aren't waking up. And I've done, I don't know, since the fall, that's why I've got laryngitis. I've done probably 60 radio interviews, television stuff, you know, all over the place.
Give it a second. Let me say a couple of things. You know, you go over to, folks, you go over to his blog and you can see all his different speaking engagements. In fact, he's even promoting and trying to get out other places because his heart really is to warn the people. And as we can tell from his missing voice there, that he is indeed doing that. Yeah, you're consistently moving around and talking to people. And, you know, here's my point. I mean, it makes me wonder if we're coming to a stage that, you know, they're gonna close off everything. They're just not gonna listen at all, because you know, I interviewed Carl Gallup. We were talking about it earlier tonight, and he's seeing the same thing. You know, he's talked, he's put out a dynamic book on how to be prepared for the church, and people just aren't waking up. But I think it's because the message isn't resonating out of the church. What do you think?
Well, it's not resonating in the church. I mean, there's always a remnant, and we understand that. And there are people who are awake and aware, but my blog numbers aren't what they should be. I mean, you know, I've been blogging for going on 8 years, and you would think we'd have, you know, 20, 30, 50,000 people a day. We don't. We're not even close to that number. We're in single digits, and we're not growing, which is why we're building a TV studio. And, you know, God bless the folks who donated, because we'll be up and running in January. I mean, seriously, daily video updates, because video is king.
Absolutely.
I'm doing my own radio show.
Let me address that. Let me say something a minute about that. You know, I've been on radio since about 2004 with this station. 2001, I was on shortwave for a couple of years. But, you know, the time of radio, which is, it's still good, you know, and it gets out there, but everything is switching over to video. And everything is. And you know, people are watching it, and they want 10 or 15 minute clips. They want short things. And if we don't transform, and that's what I'm praying about for this ministry, we're only, I don't have the donations it takes to make a transform right at the moment. But if you can get transformed over there, I think it will help dramatically, because you put out such great information, you know. In fact, I was noticing over... Well, you know, I watched, you sent me Watchers 9, and I watched it, and one of, you know, I took a couple of real good things away from it, but I thought, wow, you know, it's like, well, I'm ready for your next one, because I know there's a lot more stuff out there, and I know you're addressing more, but you would have had to make it like 10 hours long. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I do. Absolutely. And this is why we're going to be going live with updates. The updates will be on YouTube, Roku, and the blog, and also the new website, which is PPS Report, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural Report.com. So there'll be four ways of accessing it. And I think that's great. I mean, I'm doing Acceleration Radio. I'm on a station called Hebrew Nation, and I do a show once a week, half-hour show there, called Days of Noah with Bonnie Harvey. We've been doing it for about 6 months now, and people love it. And then there's a new startup called TaughtNetwork.com, and I'm on that. So I'm doing like three radio shows every week. I mean, just off the, you know, just for starters. And so I'm going to keep those going, but we're definitely switching and moving over to video, because you're right. I mean, people want to just sit. They don't want to read. They want to watch. And that's where we are. I mean, that is the culture. That is where we are. People just don't read anymore. I mean, they do, but not like they used to.
Yeah, absolutely right. I remember about 10 years ago, I was invited to a place that, well, it was a, there's a ministry that's called Kingdom Ministry that sells DVDs and things for different ministries and audio equipment and everything. And every once in a while, they come to Wichita, Kansas, where, you know, they invited me to their seminar. Well, they gave us a free dinner, and so I'm sitting there listening, and they talked to us about how small percent of the people are reading, and they were trying to sell an audio Bible that you could, you know, copy and give away. But making a long story short, you know, it was under 10% of the people in the United States had ever even read the Bible or were reading the Bible, but they would listen to it. Well, now that same dynamic has changed over from listening to now seeing. And so you're right. And the next step up from this, they talk about smartphones going to be going away in 5 years, if we have that long. And if smartphone goes away, the next thing is artificial intelligence, and that's going to be a video concept. So video is where it's at. And so the ministries, prayerfully, we can get up there and get into that market. It sounds like you are. Tell them what the monthly digital magazine is. I'm impressed with this. I asked you to send me a copy, and you did just before radio. This is a real good thing that could get people. Tell them about that.
Well, it's $2 a month. It's a digital magazine, so, you know, there's not... And, I think everything's going into the computer. I mean, yeah, people like sitting with a magazine and reading it, but, I mean, everything's going to, you know, handheld devices, tablets, smartphones. I mean, that's where we are. So we've been doing the Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. There's that PPS report type thing for about 8 years. And it's Mark Kahn, who assembles it, does a wonderful job for us. We've got writers like Richard Shaw, the director of Watchers, Tony Cale, who's an author, Fritz Zimmerman, who's got a new book out, Chris Putman, best-selling author, and other people who have written for us over the years. And, you know, the articles are absolutely riveting, and they're just fascinating stuff. And it's a variety of subjects that these the people that write for Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, E! Magazine, it's all over the map. Of course, I do usually an interview with someone that's had either a UFO experience, black eyed kids, I mean, something supernatural pretty much is where I go. And I do that interview, and it's just a one-off interview. I mean, never, you know, I don't go public with it other than that particular magazine. So it's very exclusive. And, you know, it's $2 a month, $18 a year. And it's just, I mean, it's a deal, and it keeps people informed. And it's, you know, hats off to Mark Kahn, who does all the typesetting, and thanks for all the contributors.
Yeah, amen. Well, you know, it's a really good deal because it keeps people informed, and $2 is a really reasonable price. And, folks, you know, $2, come on, you know, that's less than what you guys go out and some of you get Starbucks coffee, you know, and it will keep you informed. And I imagine a digital newsletter, they'll probably be able to pull it up on their smartphone anyway, wouldn't they?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, everything is, you know, I mean, everything is on smartphones and tablets, and that's where we're going, so.
Yeah, well, you have to. And I know recently the station that I'm on, AVR, has a real good smartphone thing that he just made it to.
But,
yeah, so, you know, yeah, people are still listening, but, you know, you got to get out there and be with the times. But there's just so much going on. L.A., why don't you tell us where you're at, and we'll go to break, and then I want to ask you about some other things when we come back.
Great. You can get all the stuff at lamarzulli.net, www.lamarzulli.net. We've got Christmas sales going on now. I know people, you know, have a problem with that, but this is our culture in this country, and I'm, you know, a part of that culture too. And everything's 20% off in the store, and you can avail yourself of all sorts of vital information, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, and he also has a blog, and so you check out his blog. Wherever you find this program, and if you're listening to it off archives like so many of you do, instead of listening to, well, we have a large live audience. There's an even larger audience, I think, that listens to it by downloads. But in any case, you can find a link to his website either at our website or wherever you find this in archives. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Well, we're back, folks. We're listening to Prophecy Hour at AmericanVoiceRadio.com. And we are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills to Kansas. So thanks for being back with me. Folks, remember to pray about a donation tonight for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Look, this time of year, you know, people need help. In Wichita, now, you know, folks, you know that you know me well enough by now that we, like now, we're celebrating Hanukkah. Carl and I talked about it last hour. We know that's when Mary was impregnated. I'm not telling you not to celebrate Christmas. You know, you want to celebrate that as December 25th. That's between you and you, or between you and the Father. But anyway, in Wichita, there's all these Christian organizations that are supposed to be helping the poor and homeless, but here's my point. They close on December 25th. They claim to be Christian, but the one day that the poor really needs the help, and it's always cold outside, they shut down for Christmas. But you know who stays open? We open specifically for December 25th because everybody else is closed. And so the people come in and have a place to share and be warm and everything. And so, you know, we do that. We do things that the other people don't do, give over-the-counter medications and all that. Thanksgiving, places were closed, there was an ice storm. We had overpacked house on Thanksgiving. And then we did Thanksgiving not one day, but 2 days in a row. And so we give up our Thanksgiving years ago to go share our Thanksgiving with our what we actually call the homeless and poor, our extended family. And somebody asked me, and he said, well, you know, what are you doing, Pastor Dan? You know, you're ministering to the homeless and poor and in your small congregation. Well, you know what? There was a lot of other things that I could have did after I got saved and when I come out of the world. And I started on that path. But my Father kept me up all night one night and told me to feed the poor. He told me to feed the poor. And so finally, in order so that I might sleep, I finally said, okay, I agree, I'll feed the poor. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to feed them. This is my 16th year of doing it. I asked him for a confirmation of what, that I was doing the right thing or that it was him. Well, within 2 or 3 days later, I got a donation from Steve Quayle, as most of you know him. He donated, $20,000. His cost was the dehydrated foods for me to get started, or for us to get started. So my point is I'm being obedient to my Father. I serve people, and by serving people, the Word says that we serve Him. Sure, I love to do talk radio. Talk radio is such a blessing to me, like getting to talk with L.A. Marzulli that we're talking to tonight and getting to warn the people, because I believe that's foremost, and it is highly important that we warn the people. We're called as watchmen. We better be warning, otherwise it's going to be on our head. So we warn the people. But you know what? Unlike L.A., I don't have a bunch of books or some of these other people that I talk about on radio. I haven't written a book yet, and we don't have videos to sell. All I have is your mercy. We pray that you'll pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church, because you know why? We don't sell anything. We don't sell anything at all. And so I just ask that you pray about supporting us. We really do need your help, as December is the slowest month of the year for us. And, we need your donations to stay afloat, let alone the people need your things. If you live in Wichita, coats, hats, gloves, over-the-counter medications, bring them by. We can use them. Food, anything that the Father puts on your heart. Remember, the homeless need what you need. And it's also the poor. We have people that come in that have houses, roofs over their head, but they're barely making it because they're in part-time help. Because of what? Because of this current administration. So pray about it, folks. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. When guidelines stop people from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many. We are responsible to care one for another, as we are a brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's at prophecyhour.com. Call me at 620-878-4682 if you need to. But pray about it. We really do need your support. And pray about that, too. And like L.A. said, and we're getting ready to bring him back on, that he's talking about, they aren't talking about it. They're getting ready to go over to video. We want to do something like that, but we put all of our money into the Wichita Mission Church. So we need your help. We need some equipment and some things to do this with, and that could either be a specific donation for video equipment, or that could be you could call me and ask me what we need, or if you live in Wichita and you know how to edit or do any of these things, get a hold of me. So pray about it and support the Wichita Mission Church. But remember, charity starts first at home, and it extends out from there. Okay, you can call me at 620-878-4682 or go to prophecyhour.com for the information, and I'm taking up too much of our guest's time, so welcome back, L.A. Marzulli.
Hey, great to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you back on. I appreciate you. I have a question, though, for you. You keep us really apprised of the things that are not in the mainstream media. And right now, everybody's going crazy over the terrorist attacks and political correctness and back and forth and everything. But you know what? I'm like you. We both believe that we're in the time of the end. But shouldn't we then be seeing the reemergence of the Watchers and the Nephilim? Shouldn't that be on our screens and looking for that?
Well, we should be. I mean, absolutely. I mean, we're Jesus gives us the words. Yeshua gives us the words, and they're not idle. And this is the problem. I mean, we are allowed to see in church. We are in a time period where, I'm trying to type to Frank and talk to you. I can't do two things at once, so I'll stop. But we are allowed to see in church, and what we see here is for the most part, that many churches, and I say this with all due respect because I'm part of the church, I'm part of the body of Messiah.
Amen.
I have a form of religion, but deny its power. That's the first thing. The second thing is, it's the feel-good message. I mean, it's just, it's not about, it. In many places, it's, when you say things like repentance, people don't even know what you're talking about. They don't even want to hear about that. They just want to feel good. But that's not what the Spirit of the Living God is about, in my opinion. It's, the Spirit of the Living God leads us to repentance. It's, and I talk about this, spending time on the anvil in God's forge. And that's what it is. If we're really serious about our walk, if we're really serious about, you know, who He is and what we are, then we're going to spend time on the anvil in the Most High God's forge. And that is not often a very pleasurable experience. We are heated up and we are pounded into a new shape. But guess what? That shape is something that He then can use because it's been tested in the fire. And people don't want to hear that. And so you've got the words of Yeshua warning us precisely. And the warning is done with great specificity that tells us exactly what it will be like before He returns. And look, I get this. People have cried wolf till, you know, for over the last 2,000 years. I understand that. But in my opinion, what sets the prophetic clock ticking is Israel being regathered back into its ancient homeland. Jeremiah speaks of it. Ezekiel 38 speaks of it. It's there. It's here. They're never going to be removed out of their land again. That's prophetic. Most High God says what He means and means what He says. We are in the window of time where all the prophecies that we have been told about, the warnings, the signs are all here. And that's why the book, that's why the DVD. And, you know, you would think that it would hit a nerve. And, I mean, I heard at the break, the one-minute commercial that, you know, that producer Frank is getting up, you know, putting up on the airwaves. And it's great because it's and, you know, we're constantly selling books. Don't misunderstand me. But it's not like it's, you know, tens of thousands. It's in the hundreds. And we're in our second printing. We're in our third printing of Watchers 9, second printing on the book. That's good. But this thing, you would think, people would just be on fire realizing that, wait a minute, this isn't normal. You know, the fish and animal die off, this isn't normal. The weird weather patterns, this isn't normal. You know, the 1 billion aborted babies on the planet, that's insane. The famines, the volcanic activity. Look, in Oklahoma, you used to have 2 earthquakes a year. That was the average. Now, right. Oklahoma is the earthquake capital of the world. They're nearing 700 earthquakes this year. Well, L.A., they're small earthquakes. It doesn't matter. Something is going on. And when you add up all these things, all these titles and, you know, chapters in the book and the people that we interviewed, look at the colony collapse, you know, the bee colony collapse. If the bees die off, it can be over for mankind.
Right.
Because nothing will pollinate.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, you covered that real, real super well in the last Watchers. You know, that was really dynamite. And you would think that people would take these things and run with them, you know. I know that when I show them to people, you know, that don't normally get it, they're shocked by them, you know, and they want to see more of them. But I don't get what, you know, I don't know. People just don't want to accept it, or maybe it's, you know, it's like the word said. It said that people will be eating and drinking and taking in marriage clear up until the time that, you know, the time of the end, just like in the days of Noah. So that's really what we're seeing. So, you know, there's probably only a diverse little group that we're going to be able to get to. Second, you mentioned Oklahoma. Yeah, and those Oklahoma earthquakes are getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
now,
4.5, 5.2, sure.
Yeah, and I have to jokingly, I mean, my sons tell me all the time, do you feel that earthquake? Because we feel them up here in Kansas. And you know what? I'm always asleep or something, you know, and I know, and they all look at me like I'm stupid, but, you know, or you're just old dad, you know, whatever. But they feel them, and we're feeling them clear up here. And the experts are talking about that they're waiting for the big one that could happen and devastate Oklahoma. For the mere fact is they're not used to it. They haven't built their properties to withstand earthquakes like California and places, and so it could, a 6 point could be really, really super devastating.
Devastating. I agree.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
And we've only got a. You're going to get out of here a little bit early tonight, but I do have one thing I wanted to ask you about out of all of it. Is I was really super impressed about what you put on Watchers 9 with the Bible codes. Can you give us a little insight for the audience, maybe a tease, so I'd like for them to get that information.
Well, the Torah codes is something that is very near and dear to my friends. And the co-producer of Watchers and the director and editor of Watchers, Richard Shaw. Rick did a movie called End of Darkness about the Torah codes. And what's interesting about this, and it's heating up over there. I just received another email from Rick while we were on the air at the break. I read it. What's going on is there are Torah codes which are talking about, now hold your breath here, talking about the Mashiach coming in 2016. And there are a lot of rabbis right now in Israel who are getting really excited by this. Now, it's not, mainstream, you're never going to find it on the 6 o'clock news in this country. The only reason why I know about it is because Richard Shaw made the Torah Code movies, and he's friends, close friends, with Rabbi Glazerson, Professor Eliyahu Rips, and others, all who are part of the Torah Code project, which is film. And if you haven't seen the film's fantastic. You know, End to Darkness, and it's incredible. And the rabbis are looking at the Torah codes, and they're stating there seems to be a convergence of 2016 Mashiach. Now, remember, they're looking at Messiah coming for the first time. We're looking at his second coming. And Richard and I have talked about this incessantly. What's interesting here is this. Paul tells us in the epistles that the nation of Israel, the Jews, are blinded in part. It's spiritual. It's supernatural. There's a veil. Many of them, like, for instance, the rabbis, have never read the New Testament. They can't. They're not allowed to read the New Testament. Right. So they don't even know what's in it. They think they know, but they don't know what's in it. Maybe they've had snatches of it over the years. And they don't realize, too, that it was written, the entire, what we call the New Testament, is written by Jews, except for maybe Luke. You know, and even then, there's debate on that. But other than Luke, everybody's Jewish that's writing about the good news, which is what the Gospels are. And so they're blinded in part. And I can't help, and I know this prophecy is going to come true, and perhaps in the very near future, the collective state of Israel, the children of Israel, will look on him, Messiah, whom they have pierced, and will mourn for him as an only son. And I know that that's future, and I know it's going to happen. It's going to be what I call the great reconciliation, where Jew and Gentile all come under, one umbrella at last. There's no division, and we understand. Look, when Messiah comes, everything changes. I call it the great regime change because that's what it is. And what people don't understand, these birth pangs that we've been talking about for the last hour almost, give way to the regime change. The fallen cherub controls this planet. All one needs to do is look at what's going on this planet. Look at the depravity. Look at the cheapening of life. Look at the rise of lawlessness. Think about the 1 billion abortions on the planet since Roe v. Wade. Think about the prayer out of schools and the political correct nonsense. Think about the way women, especially over here in this country, dress as provocatively as possible. And, go back 100 years, women didn't do that. And it's like, why did they do that? Why are we? And I'm no prude. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking for women to wear burkas. But when I have to look at, there was like one, what was it, the music Grammy Awards a while back or whatever the heck it was. I watched maybe 15 seconds of it and turned it off. I said, I can't look at this. This is all of this gyrating sex act stuff. I mean, come on. I mean, what kind of a culture is this? When you go to a movie, the body count is in the hundreds. That's why I won't go see Star Wars, because everybody gets, the body count is probably in the thousands if you were really to tally it up. And so people are just, this is why we turn the page and we have another sickening, ridiculous candlelight vigil, which is, I can't do the candlelight vigil stuff anymore, folks. It's nonsense, But this is where we are, and these are the days of chaos. And the folks
absolutely.
Need to wake up.
You know, you addressed something really, really important. You know, while we hear about the terrorist attacks and the different things, but just the fact of the women and the way that people talk and what they're producing on TV with all the smut and everything, you know, that's one of the greatest signs of the end that there is. And I'm like you. You know, you just about can't. I go to Walmart or someplace, you know, I got to get a pair of shoes for somebody, and you go in there and you got to walk in there self-blinding yourself because the women are wearing things that the yoga pant thing, and all of them are wearing, and it's just ridiculous, and it shows everything. And where did they go? Don't they have any self-respect? And you wonder, but it's acceptable. And if that's acceptable now, if the father or if Yeshua doesn't come back and do something, what's it going to be like in 5 more years? Because they're already showing about everything they can show. What will they show in 5 years? I mean, where is our and it's the time of the end, and that's what it's all about. It would be this way.
Well, and this is why, look, again, I'm no prude, and women are beautiful to look at. I mean, I understand
that. Yeah, amen.
But this culture has degraded women, and I mean that, to a point where it's embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing. When you look at the gyrations that happen at the Super Bowl, at the Grammys or whatever, I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's just simply everywhere. Well, brother, I know you got another program coming up. I'm going to let you out of here early so you can rest your voice and get ready for that program.
I appreciate it.
Why don't you tell the folks where you're at and everything and give them a breakdown, and then we'll talk again.
Look, I really appreciate you having me on. Would love to come in and do some updates. And God bless you and your ministry. And I love hearing your voice because I hear the compassion of Messiah in your voice. And I'm not, you know, saying that lightly. I wish you lived closer. You're someone that I would love to know and meet face to face. But for those of you who are interested in my work, you can go to my website, lamarzulli.net, www.lamarzulli.net, and you can avail yourself of the products that we have, specifically Days of Chaos and Watchers 9, also by the same name, Days of Chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, don't forget to pick up his monthly digital news magazine. That's also good. They need to keep an eye on you, L.A., because you're moving all the time. So, all right, you be blessed, brother, and we'll talk again.
All right. God bless. Take care.
All right. Goodbye and shalom. Well, folks, you know, let's talk about this a little bit. You know, women, you're supposed to be, you know, the Bible addresses the issue. It talks about, you know, the women being beautiful because of who they are and that Messiah's coming out of them, not with the plaiting of their hair and wearing of this and that. But come on, women, how can you, and I'm like L.A., I mean, women are beautiful. I mean, God, our Father, created women beautiful, and wow, that is a real miracle. But, you know, you are degrading yourself when you go out in these yoga pants and they cling to you skin tight, and the material is so thin that you can almost, or in some cases, see right through them and see everything that you have. You know, that's supposed to be reserved for your husbands, you know. And, you know, on the subject of sex, you know, it was pointed out to me, and yeah, I had read the article, but Frank, the producer, pointed out to me that sex robots are selling off the shelves in China because they're making them more and more human-like. In fact, I read an article where within a short period of time, the millennials are going to have more relationships with robots, for sex robots, than they are with real human beings. And folks, you are doing the same thing with yourself. I watch people with their smartphones talk and to each other on their smartphone from 2 feet away. You know, you're not having real relationships with people. You need to talk to people. You're losing those skills, and the devil's winning. Anything that you see on that media, you don't realize that most of the media that's put across is fueled either by A, the porn industry, or B, by leftists out there, because that's what the media is. You have talk radio. Praise the Father for talk radio that we have, because, you know, you can always listen to our radio programs by downloading them, then go on and do your other things. And there's even ways at AVR that you can get like a, almost like a radio player that plays it just like a radio. You turn it on, and you can find those over AVR also. But my point is you listen to talk radio, and that's a good thing. But where have you gone? You emulate in men the same thing. You know, you guys are emulating what you're seeing in the media, on TV, and in movies. And, you know, it doesn't line up with your Bible, you know. And let alone, and I'm back to the women again. Ladies, I really know that you're beautiful. And you know what? The most beautiful thing about you is the sweet innerness of you. You know, your disposition, and of course, I love the way the Father made you look, but most of those things are reserved for your husband, you know, reserved for your husband, and not for everybody in public to see when you step out the door. You know, it's just not right, and it is also a sign of the end. And I know in some places across the country they're having a free the nipple campaigns, you know, where women are wanting to go topless and saying that, oh, it's we get to do this and you guys shouldn't say that, you're inviting rape on us. Really? When you dress that provocatively, and I'm not saying you're inviting it and saying you want it, but men that don't know how to handle it, you understand what I'm saying? You're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be covered up, you know. But it's a sign of the end, because Satan is winning over. These things are not biblical, and we need to be biblical. If you don't get right with the Word of God, then you're just not going to be saved. You just can't go and do everything that you want to, and then maybe attend church and listen to them for 1 hour a week. You've got to read the Bible. You've got to live the Bible, and especially at this point in time, you need to not be in sin. And believe me, when you cause somebody else to sin, and you cause men to look at you and lust after you, then that is the same. I mean, you know, and why are the women being naked in public? What is that? Is it just a sign of rebellion? Rebellion comes from the devil, you know. Why do they want to be naked in public? I don't get that, you know. Are you just trying to show off or what? I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. Naked in public? But yet they're doing it over and over, and movie stars are doing it. You know, if you watch movie stars, I'm like, and they're on a race to see who can wear the less or not at all. Look at Miley Cyrus. She appears nude, you know. I mean, what's the matter with your people's heads, you know? And what's even worse is little children that are under the age of 18 are being taken to see Miley Cyrus concerts. Really? Imagine that. Well, I'm going to have to get out of here. I want you to please pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. Like I say, we don't do Christmas, but we're open for Christmas Day. We're doing Hanukkah right now, you know. Amen. Yeshua declared himself to be God in the temple on Hanukkah during that's called the Feast of Dedication, and he did that. We talked about that with Carl in the last program, but pray about it. So, folks, I really ask, you must remember there is only one God, and he is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins. Don't you understand that? The Bible says that there's only one way to the Father, and that's through his Son. And so the Pharisees, they asked him, they said, well, give us a sign. Well, he said the only sign for a wicked and adulterous generation was as the sign of Noah. As Noah was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That's the sign that he gave. He gave that sign to you so that you would know who he was. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always be a blessing to others. If you're not a blessing to others, how can you be saved? You know, I just don't get it. People say, well, I'm saved, but are you a blessing to others? Do you really let Messiah come through you? And when you got saved, was there a real dying experience and something else reborn within you? I don't know. Pray about it. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. I got to get out of here. Lord our God, Father King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you. His face shines upon you and is gracious to you and gives you peace. Until next Thursday with Joel Richardson We'll be back and see you next Thursday. This is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.